Hi everybody, this is Vanessa, founder and CEO of Internal Rhythms, and I just wanted to talk to you guys today about what is shamanism and what is it all about, how does it work, and sort of what it means. So a good definition of shaman is a tribal leader who can act as a medium between the visible world and the spirit world, and they do a lot of healing within this time. There's a lot of divination going on. And there are many cultures around the world who still go to their shaman in times of need and for healing, because the shaman was basically the center of a community. And we're talking about tribal people. So when we used to live in tribes, we always had a shaman because they kind of looked out for the whole community. You know, they did healing work on the people. They did other work in terms of like seeing sort of future events like crops and, you know, this kind of thing, and really guided the people. Now, there are people today who claim that they own that shamanism right. It's within their tribal people and they don't like other people doing shamanic work. But I belong to basically Shamanism Canada, and I've been involved with them for just over 15 years now, and it has really kind of morphed. You know, our program, we did a lot of work with the shadow self, we did a lot of healing for people, and especially soul retrieval. And that's something where there are pieces of us that are lost, and we just kind of go into a bit of a trance state using the drum and rattles, and we help guide that aspect back to the person. And when they come out of that session, they're feeling more whole and complete. And it's really powerful, actually, that whole experience. And, you know, as time has gone on, the teachers that I have connected with have shifted and morphed the philosophy of what shamanism means. And instead of just being that one sole person to affect, we look at it more as an aspect where we are there to help guide and help nurture that person move on to how they need to move on. And sometimes that does mean that we're going to do some healing work with that person. And other times it's more just helping guide that person come to the solution in their own way. And that's more powerful, maybe guiding them through meditation or a process of healing. And we really now call it the way of the circle, which is more inclusive of that. We understand that everybody has a piece to offer in that healing. And then we do access that healing within ourselves, and then we help that person connect to where they need to connect to and help guide them. And like I said, sometimes you actually have to go in and do a soul retrieval for somebody and help them access those pieces of themselves. And, you know, when you do come, there's a lot of connection to the ancestors and the spirits around us, and just have this understanding that it's more than just us here, that there are energies at play and around us and through us, before us, ahead of us, that can really assist us in our healing journey. And that's a powerful place to be in. And when you come for a session, you lay down, and it takes time for the practitioner to get into the right headspace and the right a trance-like state, but to sort of connect to those healing energies that help guide the shaman through that process to help you. And, you know, this session can last anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour, sometimes a little longer than an hour. But really, it's sort of a whole, like, we're going to help guide. We go in, do some work with you, and then come on back out, and then let you reintegrate with those aspects of yourself that were lost. And then you feel, like I said, this sense of like completeness, and you feel more whole. And sometimes it's really emotional because, you know, these aspects have been kind of lost to you for some time. And it's wonderful to get to know that part of yourself that has been hidden away, if you will. Anyway, I hope this has helped. And look for more information on Internal Rhythms. Till next time.